organizing that is necessary. We wouldn't, in a place like Mississippi, you don't get to speak all the points that we speak if we weren't confident in a certain degree of our own ability to defend ourselves in light of the historic campaigns and reigns of terror that exist. We need to step that up on a major basis and make that a coherent piece of what's going on, because the state is going to come after our social movements, already is coming after our social movements, and us being prepared for that is a fundamental piece. But it has to be done under no illusions that at the end of the day, there's just going to be a new or a peaceful transition from one system to the next. Capitalist class is going to fight to defend their interests in this system to the bitter end, and we need to get prepared for that.
You were just listening to Kali Akuno and Richard Wolff on capitalism, the pandemic, and the two-party monopoly. They spoke in mid-November. Kali Akuno is co-founder and executive director of Cooperation Jackson. Richard Wolff is professor of economics emeritus at UMass Amherst and currently a visiting professor at the New School in New York. This program is produced by Alternative Radio, based in Boulder, Colorado. We are independent and progressive and in our 35th year. We're supported solely by individuals just like you. To access our complete audio and book catalog, just go to our website, alternativeradio.org. Again, our website where we are podcasting, alternativeradio.org. To place a credit card order for CDs of today's program, Kali Akuno and Richard Wolff on capitalism, the pandemic, and the two-party monopoly, and for our special Noam Chomsky book, Requiem for the American Dream, just call us at 1-800-444-1977. Again, that number is 1-800-444-1977. Or you can go to our website, alternativeradio.org. If you'd like a free copy of a printed transcript, PDF, or MP3 of this program, just give us a call at 1-800-444-1977. Special thanks to the Center for Critical Thought. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening. We go out with Andrea Bocelli, Conte Partiro. Time to say goodbye. Conte Partiro.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Those of us who value our free speech, who don't want to see anti-Semitism cynically weaponized by supporters of Israel, who oppose that ideology of Zionism in good faith with good reason, we will not be silenced, we will not be bullied, we will not be cowed, we will not be smeared. So ladies and gentlemen, stand with us against this unjust, inaccurate, irresponsible, dishonest, ludicrous, simplistic, sweeping motion which conflates Judaism, a great and ancient religion, with Zionism, a very modern political ideology, and in doing so risks emptying anti-Semitism of all meaning. Ladies and gentlemen, stand with us tonight, oppose this awful motion.
That's Mehdi Hassan, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Mehdi Hassan, Ilan Pape, Melanie Phillips, and Annette Wilf in a debate on the motion, Anti-Zionism is Anti-Semitism. The debate was held at the Emanuel Center in London in June 2019. As the issues addressed have not gone away, if anything, they have intensified, we are broadcasting this event. The debate moderator is Carrie Gracie of the BBC. She introduces the program.
It is great to see such a full house for this debate and the motion of our debate tonight. Anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. There is so much meaning packed into those words. Meaning which stretches down the centuries and meaning which reaches into the lives of millions of people today. Anti-Zionism, anti-Semitism, these terms are very fraught. Anti-Zionism, often defined as opposition to the existence of a state, of a Jewish state, in the territory defined as the historic land of Israel or Palestine. Anti-Semitism, most often defined as hostility, prejudice, or discrimination against Jews. Now, surveys suggest that Israel is one of the most disliked nations in the world, along with Iran and North Korea. But how much of this is driven by policies of the Israeli state, and how much is a cover for age-old hatred of the Jews? These are the questions we will examine this evening. So, let's go to our first speaker for the motion, Melanie Phillips, who is a journalist, broadcaster, and author. She has a weekly column in the Times newspaper. She writes for the Jerusalem Post and Jewish Chronicle. Melanie, the floor is yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, I never visited Israel at all until the year 2000, and I never wanted to go there. It didn't sound the kind of place which had anything to offer me. So, when in the year 2000 I objected as a matter of sheer rationality and justice that while Israelis were being blown to bits in buses and cafes during what was called the Second Intifada, they were being called Nazis for dealing with the perpetrators, I was astounded to be immediately attacked as a Jew. I was accused immediately of dual loyalty, of being too Jewish, and of waving the shroud of the Holocaust to sanitize the crimes of Israel. The Palestine Solidarity Campaign is riddled with anti-Semitic comments, such as that the Paris Bataclan massacre was a false flag operation to increase support for Israel, or that Kristallnacht was instigated by communist and Freemason Jews to promote war against Germany. Today, a German neo-Nazi group has linked to the BDS movement, noting with approval its efforts to isolate the Zionist aggressor state in defense of the rights of Palestinian people. The language of BDS and the far right is interchangeable. Those who say anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitism would have us believe that all this is simply a coincidence. I say it is not, and that anti-Zionism is weaponizing anti-Semitism, and this is why. Let's define, first of all, what we're talking about. What is Zionism? Nothing more or less than the self-determination of the Jewish people in their ancient homeland of Israel. What is anti-Semitism? A delusional hatred and fear of Jews, Judaism, or the Jewish people. But anti-Semitism is not like other prejudices. It has unique characteristics applied to no other group, people, or cause, such as an obsessional and unhinged narrative based entirely on lies, accusing Jews of crimes of which they are not only innocent but the victims, holding them to standards expected of no one else, depicting them as global conspiracy of unique malice and power. Amazing, anti-Zionism has exactly the same characteristics. Don't get me wrong, criticism of Israel's policies, robust criticism, is entirely legitimate. But anti-Zionism is different. Anti-Zionism demonizes, dehumanizes, and delegitimizes Israel in order to bring about its destruction. You may hear some of this slander this evening. The lie, for example, that Israel's an apartheid state when Israeli Arabs have equal civil and religious rights. The lie of ethnic cleansing when the Arab population in the disputed territories has more than quadrupled since Israel's rebirth in 1948. The lie that the Israelis are willful child killers when they in fact go to unique lengths to avoid killing civilians in their always defensive wars, and when the ratio of civilians to fighters that the Israelis kill is at least 3 or 4 times better than any other country, including Britain. The lie of Israel's human rights violations when it's the only country in the Middle East where Arab Muslims and Christians, women and gays can live in freedom and safety. Fundamentally, anti-Zionism is based on the big lie that the Jews seized and occupied another people's land. But history and law show that's completely untrue. The Jews are the only extant indigenous people of the land. Israel was their kingdom more than 3,000 years ago. Driven out when it was occupied, they maintained a continuous presence in the land under the waves of colonialism, Assyrian, Roman, Abbasid, Mamluk, Ottoman, the British. They fought off Arab colonialists to re-establish their state in 1948 and are still fighting off Arab colonialism. The Palestine Mandate of 1922, which parceled out the former Ottoman Empire, enshrined their right to settle throughout that land, a right that endures unaltered in international law. The law also entitles Israel to hold on to land seized from its attackers while that land remains the launchpad for attacks, demonstrably true. The Jews are therefore fully entitled to live in both Israel and the disputed territories, even though they have always agreed to share it with those Arabs who lay a claim to it. But the Palestinians have refused to share it and have responded to repeated offers of a state of their own with terrorism and war. Israel is the only place where Jewish peoplehood makes sense, but anti-Zionism singles out the Jewish people alone as having no right to their homeland. Of course, many groups aspire to a homeland, but Israel is not an aspiration. Israel is a country. No other actual country is singled out for destruction and the mass murder that would inescapably follow. No one tells the Kurds, for example, their aspiration to a homeland is illegitimate and racist. People say Zionism is racism because of the big lie the Jews stole the land. Anti-Zionism thus writes the Jews uniquely out of their own history. It is an anti-Jewish calumny. Now, people say anti-Zionism can't be anti-Semitism because some Jews are anti-Zionist. Very true. But in fact, there have always been Jewish anti-Semites, Karl Marx, to name but one, who wrote, quote, "The emancipation of the Jews is the emancipation of mankind from Judaism." Yes, a small fringe of ultra-Orthodox Jews campaigns against the state of Israel, but they nevertheless pray every day that the Jews should return to live in Zion free of foreign rule. Their beef is they think the return in Israel is premature and should happen under different conditions, so their problem is a matter of timing. What they do not believe is the core doctrine of anti-Semitism, that the Jews have no right to the land of Israel. Now, there's a vital distinction to be made between anti-Semites and anti-Semitism. Many, many decent people believe these lies about Israel out of ignorance or ideology. That does not make them necessarily anti-Semites. But the discourse they endorse is still anti-Semitism's current mutation. Moreover, by supporting Palestinianism, they are supporting not just anti-Zionism, but anti-Semitism too. The Palestinians' real agenda, not two states, but exterminating Israel and replacing it by Palestine, as they repeatedly have told us over the years, is based on an anti-Jewish animus. The evidence of this is all around. Mahmoud Abbas's doctorate in Holocaust denial, his hero worship of the 1930s Grand Mufti in Jerusalem, Haj Amin al-Husseini, who made a pact with Hitler to exterminate every Jew in the Middle East, the grotesque Nazi-style imagery of Palestinian propaganda, such as sermons claiming the Jews are the fabricators of history, who dance and live on the body parts of others, there is no global corruption their rabbis did not allow, Palestinian claims that the Jews are behind 9/11 and that they control the world's media, finance, and US foreign policy. This unhinged, murderous anti-Semitism drives the Palestinian cause. And if our opponents this evening really do believe anti-Zionism is free from anti-Semitism, will they denounce this Palestinian agenda of genocidal, Nazi-style Jew hatred? This is not an academic debate. When I grew up in London, anti-Semitism was confined to a few nutters on the fringes who were treated as pariahs, and now it's been legitimized. Not surprisingly, anti-Semitic attacks are running at record levels. And what's so distressing is to hear our right as Jews to our own peoplehood being singled out as illegitimate, and to hear the unhinged and obsessional lies and distortions about Israel become the default position of fashionable conversation. And then, on top of that, then to be told that the claim that people like myself make that these are anti-Semitic conspiracy theories is itself a conspiracy got up by the Israel embassy. And in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, always attacks Jews as a collective. First, it attacked us as a religion. Then it attacked us as a race of people. Now it attacks us as a people, as the collective Jew in Israel, with exactly the same characteristics as Jew hatred through the centuries. The aim to be free of Jews now takes the form of the aim to be free of the Jewish state. Anti-Zionists treat Israel as the Jew among nations, to be uniquely vilified, slandered, and exterminated. That, ladies and gentlemen, is why anti-Zionism is the new anti-Semitism.
Thank you, Melanie. So now, our first speaker against the motion, Ilan Pape, is an Israeli historian, an anti-Zionist activist, a professor at the University of Exeter. He has challenged traditional versions of Israeli history. Ilan Pape, you have the floor for 10 minutes.
The equation that is being put in front of you tonight is both outrageous and ridiculous. If only because it makes every Palestinian in the world, almost everyone who lives in the Arab and Muslim world, anyone who regards themselves as liberal or on the left, it turns all these people into anti-Semites. Whereas quite a few people who regard themselves as Zionists, like the Christian Zionists, are actually anti-Semites themselves. But it is important to challenge it because it was used with some effect to stifle the debate on Palestine in the West. This allegation is used in order to prevent the promotion for positions of power of politicians known for the long-term support for Palestine. By defaming these politicians as anti-Semitic, official Israel and its supporters worldwide hope to bring them down, as in the case of Jeremy Corbyn, or delegitimize them, as in the case of Ilhan Omar in the American Congress. So this is a good opportunity and an appropriate venue to say loud and clear that if you are against Zionism, or if you define yourself as I do, an anti-Zionist, you are not anti-Semite, or in my case, a self-hating Jew. I will make 5 points, one long one and 4 or 5 short ones. Anti-Semitism is an old, ugly attitude that demonizes Jews because of who they are and led in the past to horrendous policies of discrimination and genocide. It still prevails today, and despite the passing of years, it's basically not changed much. Its origins are deeply rooted in the Christian faith and were adopted in more recent years by right-wing supremacists and some extreme Islamic groups. Anti-Zionism, on the other hand, is a new phenomenon, as is Zionism, and dates back to the 1820s, when, as you know, Zionism began as a Christian project before it was a Jewish project. And then it was part of an internal debate within evangelical Christianity. Anti-Zionism then was a moral position against romantic nationalism and Christian fundamentalism that today we call Christian Zionism. Christian Zionism is an evangelical belief that the return of the Jews to Palestine would precipitate the second coming of the Messiah, the resurrection of the dead, and the conversion of the Jews to Christianity or their barbecuing in hell. Now, these barbecuing Christians, who are very important, are anti-Semites who want to get rid of all the Jews they don't like and get in return the only Jew they want, Jesus Christ. It's a double bill. They are today the most important Zionists in the U.S., providing immunity for Israeli policies on the ground. When Jewish activists and intellectuals adopted Zionism in response to anti-Semitism in the late 19th century, their antagonists were mainly other Jews. They were either Orthodox Jews who saw a premature return to Palestine as tempering with the will of God and regarded as a heresy the substitution of rich monotheistic religion with the ideologically poor modern idea of romantic nationalism. So they were definitely not anti-Semites. Other Jews believed that supporting universal ideologies such as liberalism or socialism would be the answer, and if they had to move geographically from anti-Semitic environments, they preferred to go somewhere else, mainly to the U.S., but not only to the U.S. They were also not anti-Semites. When Zionism became a settler colonial movement on the ground with the building of Jewish colonies in late Ottoman Palestine and during the British Mandate, the Palestinian National Movement perceived Zionism as an existential threat to the indigenous people of Palestine. A fear that...
Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don't we know a gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Tall day chilly old tight girl, fa la 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 la. Mit gloves of hala, fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don't forget to wear your shmata, take a scarf. Button up, it's cold outside. Oi! Told ancient Yuletide carol, fa la 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 la.